जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गोपी जन वल्लभागिरीवरधारी किशोर नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन भज जन रंजन जमुना तीरावन पारी जमुना तीरावन
Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Punaman Supri Prajakacharja Ashto Tavisat Sri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai. Anantakoti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai. Namacharja Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Vaims Kaho Shikrishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar. Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Rindaki Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gokobinath Sham Kundradha Kundigiri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Tham Ki Jai Navadip Tham Ki Jai Jagannath Puri Ki Jai Gangamai Ki Jai Jamanamai Ki Jai Tulsi Devi Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Samaveta Bhakta Rindaki Jai All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. Go Premanande. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, First Canto, Chapter 3, Text 4. Pashyanti
Pashyanti
Ado
Ado
rupam adhabhra chakshusha sahasra padauru pujanana adbhutam sahasra murtha shravanakshi nasikam sahasra mauli ambara kundalolasat pashantyado rupam adhabhra chakshusha Sahasrapadauru Pujananadbhutam Sahasramurtha Shravanakshi Nasikam Sahasramoyam Bara Kundalolasat Pashyantyado Rupam Adhabhra Chakshusha Sahasrapadauru Pujananadbhutam Sahasramurtha Shravanakshi Nasikam Sahasramoyam Bara Kundalolasat Shantyado Rupa Madhabra Chakshusha Sahasrapado Rupa Janu Madhutam Sahasramurtha Shravanakshi Nasikam Sahasramoyam Bara Kundalolasat Shantyado Rupa Madhabra Chakshusha Sahasrapado Rupujananadbhutam Sahasramurtha Shravanakshi Nasikam Sahasramoyam Bara Kundalolasat Pashyantyado Rupa Madhabra Chakshusha Sahasrapado Rupujananadbhutam Sahasramurtha Shravanakshi Nasikam Sahasramoyam Bara Kundalolasat Pashyanti, see, Adaha, the form of the Purusha. Rupam, form. Adhabra, perfect. Chakshusha, by the eyes. Sahasra, Pada, thousands of legs. Uru, thighs. Puja, Anana, hands and faces. Adbhutam, wonderful. Sahasra, thousands of. Murdha, heads. Shravana, ears. Bhakshi, eyes. Nasikam, noses. Sahasra, thousands. Mauli, garlands. Ambara, dresses. Kundala, earrings. Ullasat, all glowing. The devotees, with their perfect eyes, see the transcendental form of the Purusha, who has thousands of legs, thighs, arms, and faces, all extraordinary. In that body, there are thousands of heads, ears, eyes, and noses. They are decorated with thousands of helmets and glowing earrings and are adorned with garlands. Purport. With our present materialized senses, we cannot perceive anything of the transcendental Lord. Our present senses are to be rectified by the process of devotional service. And then the Lord Himself becomes revealed to us. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is confirmed that the transcendental Lord can be perceived only by pure devotional service. So it is confirmed in the Vedas that only devotional service can lead one to the side of the Lord, and that only devotional service can reveal Him. In the Brahma Samhita also, it is said that the Lord is always visible to the devotees whose eyes have been anointed with the tinge of devotional service. So we have to take information of the transcendental form of the Lord from persons who have actually seen Him with perfect eyes, smeared with devotional service. In the material world also, we do not always see things with our own eyes. We sometimes see through the experience of those who have actually seen or done things. If that is the process for experiencing a mundane object, it is more perfectly applicable in matters transcendental. So only with patience and perseverance can we realize the transcendental subject matter regarding the absolute truth and His different forms. He is formless to the neophytes, but He is in transcendental form to the expert servitor. Om Jnanatimirantasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Tathati Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Juta Padakamalan Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Shagrajatam Shahagana Raganatan Vitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabatutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Shahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kam Shana Gaurangi Radhe Brindavaneshari Prishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hodi Priye Vanchako Pitarubhyascha Kripasindho Bhyaeva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vahashadi Gaur Bhaktarinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Pashyantyado Rupa Madhabra Chakshusha Sahasrapado Rupa Jananad Bhutam Sahasra Murta Shravanakshi Nasikam Sahasra Molyambara Kundalola Sati Sarvata Padapani Padam Tat Sarvatokshi Shiro Mukam Sarvata Shrutima Loke Sarvamavritya Sarvamavritya Tishtiti. In the Bhagavad Gita it said that the Lord has His hands and legs everywhere. Sarvata Pani Padam. The same as here. His ears are everywhere, His eyes are everywhere. The Purushavatar is present in this way. He first appears as the Mahavishnu, then the Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, then the Kshiradakshaya Vishnu. And He's described in this way as having senses, first of all. The Sarvamavritya is all-pervading, but not... But He's not impersonal. he's personally operating. Thousands of hands, thousands of legs. We can't really conceive of this. But the pure devotees see it. Pashanti. Vimudha nanu pashanti, pashanti jnana chakshusha. The vimudhas, the great fools, don't see. Na anupashanti, because they don't see through the eyes of authorities. Anupashanti means they see by following. They see by following. But vimudha nanupashanti, the fools won't see that way. They'll try to see everything by direct sensory inspection. And for them, seeing is believing, not seeing is not believing. So their knowledge will be limited by the limits of their senses and minds. They'll not be able to see beyond that. But Pashanti Jnana Chakshusha, those who have eyes of knowledge will be able to see. Upadekshanti Te Jnanam Jnaninas Tattva Darshanam. Those who have eyes of knowledge are those who've heard from the authorities. What is that? Iti shushumadhirana yenastad vichachakshu. We've heard it from the sober authorities and we've understood it in that way. Evam parampara praptam imam rajarshiyodhi. This is the only way to see that which is beyond our senses. Achincha bhava, what is that? Achincha kalu ye bhava naivam tarkena yogiya. That which is beyond our conceiving cannot be understood simply by logic and argument. So the senses are inadequate and mental speculation is also inadequate. We'll not understand simply by gazing and speculating, simply by investigating with our eyes and speculating. Pashanti Jnana Chakshusha. We have to have the eyes of knowledge. That's indicated, Srila Prabhupada, even in ordinary affairs, we understand what something is by hearing. We understand what something's for by hearing. The Prabhupada's example, the father says, this is a watch, and the numbers there's indicate this and that. Then we can understand by hearing. Otherwise, what is it? One won't know unless one hears from someone what's going on. So on the spiritual, of course, materially, maybe we'll figure something out. But even the material world, one will not figure out. It's too complicated. We think we've understood it, but we've not understood. Even the material world has to be understood with higher guidance. Otherwise, one will be bewildered. The scientists are trying to figure out how matter self-organizes and everything is produced. They'll never understand it that way. They're trying to understand how life is assembled or assembles itself by chemical interactions. They'll not understand. They'll not understand it because it doesn't work that way. But they'll not understand how it works because it's beyond their range, their material range. So, the material, present materialized senses. We have our senses, but Prabhupada calls them materialized senses. The original spiritual senses are covered. And only with the purified senses or spiritual, re-spiritualized senses will we understand Krishna. Buddhi Graya Matindriya. In the sixth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that one understands things with transcendental senses. One understands the personality of Godhead, or apprehends the personality of Godhead, by transcendental senses. Buddhigraya matindriya. That way one understands. And the senses have to be re-spiritualized by devotional service. That way, premanjanachcharita bhakti vilochanena santa sadaiva hridayeshu vilopayanti. The pure devotees, by devotional service, are able to see the personality of God. Premanjanachcharita bhakti vilochanena, by Prabhupada smearing the eyes with the ointment of devotional service, then one will have access. Otherwise, yogamaya samavrita. The Lord hides himself behind the curtain of yogamaya, and therefore people can't see him. Naham prakasha sarvasya. Yogamaya samavrita. Mudhoyam navijanati. Again, the mudhas. No mudhas allowed. The mudhas can't see. Because Krishna's covering them by yogamaya. Or the devotees, because they take shelter of Krishna and Krishna's energy, for them yogamaya reveals. Here's Krishna. Yogamaya conceals, yogamaya reveals. For the materialists, yogamaya conceals. And for the devotees, reveals. Bhaktiya mam abhijanati. Only by devotional service can Krishna be understood. Only with patience and perseverance can we realize the transcendental subject matter regarding the absolute truth and his different forms. Patience and utsaha nischayad taryad tat tat karma parvartan. That process. Slowly, slowly. Or quickly, quickly. But anyway, it's a lifetime project. So one has to have that patience. Patience. And yes, gradually, because I'm following the process. I'm confident. Patience means there has to be confidence. No one can be patient. Finally, when we become impatient, we say, they're not going to open anyway. Or, they're not going to, whatever it is that you're trying to be patient for. Finally, you give up because you say, means we no longer have faith that they're going to do it. The bus is not going to come, or the train is not going to come, or the bank is not going to open, or whatever it is. We lose patience because we lose confidence that the result will be there. Otherwise, I'll be patient. All right, they'll come. So one has to be patient in devotional service. And all right, because I'm following the regulative principles, because I'm following the process, certainly the result will come. So patient and perseverant. Patience is sort of passive, and perseverance is active. Not just that I'll wait around for lightning to strike and revelation to descend, but I have to act from my side. Perseverance, following the regulative principles, chanting Hare Krishna, hearing the message of Krishna, serving Krishna. Utsaha, enthusiastically serving. Utsaha nischayad tarya tat tat karma parvartana. Otherwise, in the beginning, the realization will be simply formlessness. Maybe God is everywhere. Maybe there's a spirit behind everything. But one will not see the personality of God. Or even if one conceives of a personality of Godhead, in the beginning the conception will be just on the verge of impersonal. So we see these gods sitting on a throne with no face, or we see something either imaginary or impersonal. But there's the personality of Godhead. Yam sham sundar sham sundaram achintya guna swarupa govindamadi purusham tamamandaram. The personality of Godhead will reveal himself with his form, his qualities, everything to the patient, perseverant devotee. Okay, let's see what kind of questions there are to me.
I was wondering, this verse that you quoted in the very beginning, Sasya, what chapter was that?
Sarvatas, maybe 13th chapter, let's see. Let's see. Yeah, it's 13, 14. Sarvata panipadam tat sarvatok shi shidomakam. Sarvata shuti malo ke sarvam avrichatishtati. Sarvendriya guna bhasham sarvendriya vivarjitam. Asaktam sarvabhichchaiva nirgunam gunabhokchacha. Bahir antascha bhutanam acharam sharamevacha. Sukshmatat. Tadavigyayam durastam shantike chatat avibhaktam chabhuteshu vibhaktam nidachastatam bhutapartra chatajgayam prasishnu prabhavishnitam jyotisham apitaj jyotis tamasa paramuchate jnanam gayam jnanagamyam hridi sarvasya vishtitam.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
For the neophytes, this concession, who cannot conceive of a personal form of the Lord.
Mm.
So they were given this imaginary concession. But this verse today, it's completely distinct. It's not speaking at all about the Lord.
Doesn't seem to be. Although these things converge somewhat. The Virat Rupa is also Krishna, but realized in terms of the material potencies. The Virat Rupa is also Krishna, but realized in terms of the material potencies. And the Garbhadaksha Vishnu, Kshiraksha Vishnu, their Krishna realized also in relationship to the material energy, but transcendental to the material energy. The Purusha avatars perform their pastimes in connection with the creation of the material world, the maintenance of the material world, but they're beyond the material world. The Virat Rupa is imagined in terms of the material energy itself. So there's a distinction. But in both cases, the devotee is realizing the personality of Godhead. The neophyte is realizing him through his material potencies, seeing the material potencies as part of a greater, all-pervading, transcendental form. And the more advanced devotees are seeing the spiritual form of the Lord beyond the material energy. But sort of a progressive process of advancement.
But it seems that the one does not preclude the other.
No. We're appreciating Krishna with all of these characteristics or all of these manifestations. He's present as the universal form. He's present as the Purusha avatars. He's present as the so many incarnations, nana avatara, makaro, then he's present as in the spiritual world, in the Vaikunthas. In the Vaikunthas. He's present there, Narayan. Then finally he's present in Dwarka, Goloka Vrindavan, Mathura, Goloka Vrindavan. So all of these things are simultaneously true. He's present everywhere. Goloka eva nivasaccha kilatma bhuta. He's all pervading and he's in one place. He's the Brahma Jyoti also. There's the Brahma Jyoti is also Krishna. Everything. Vasudeva Sarvamiti. The devotee sees every, even material energy is also Krishna. And the devotee sees Krishna everywhere. From different angles of vision. All valid. Is that okay? Then they're going to have a hard time. We expect some sort of indication. Or one has to know that because I'm following the order of Krishna, I'm on the right track. It's not that the results necessarily have to be there. The Prabhupada came to America, there were really no appreciable results in the beginning. There was not very much to talk about. But the Prabhupada had the word of his spiritual master, he should do this. And so he was perseverant. The results, you know, you plant a seed, you don't see anything. You plant a seed, you cover it with earth, come back the next day, you see the same earth. Come back in a week, you see the same thing. So, how can you go on? One has some confidence that I'm following the right process and I just have to wait. Or just have to keep pouring water, whatever I have to do. And in time, it will come. By practical experience, having seen the same thing happening year after year, I planted it this way last year, I'm sure I'll get a similar result, or other farmers are planting things in a similar way. So because I'm following the process, the result will come. That, of course, it's always nice to see some, encouraging to see some little sprouts coming or see some sign. So that's encouraging. But even if we don't, then, no, I'm following the right process. Or, if we don't see some result, am I following the process? Any questions? Am I following the procedure properly? There should have been a result by now. I should have seen something. So, let me go back and recheck my steps. Did I do everything? Or am I doing something that would block progress? And devotees attentive that way. Yeah? Something else?
One more question.
You're not going to let me off so easy. Okay.
So I'm wondering, does this verse refer to this?
Let's see what Prabhupada says about the Garbha Stuti. glorified the Vedas in the form by the Vedas in the hymns of the Garbha Stuti, which begin maybe Sahasra Shirsha Purusha Sahasraksha Sahasrapad. Yeah. Purusha.
But he's saying that this is kind of a form of Bhagavatam Vishnu.
Hmm.
One manifestation of Bhagavatam
Vishnu. Hmm.
Who is the transcendent? Somewhere Prabhupada said the devotee must be prepared to meet these three forms of Vishnu.
In Brihad Bhagavatamrita, the description is there.
Yeah,
meeting me, this Purusha. Thousands of heads and lots of matted hair. Mm-hmm. Excuse me?
Arjuna, when in the 11th chapter, in the universal form, when you saw it, he could not hold the vision for a long time.
No, it's not that. He couldn't, not that he had to hold it. Krishna was throwing that at him, but it was too much. Couldn't take it. Not that he couldn't hold it, but he couldn't take it. He said, my mind is too disturbed. So he requested Krishna, okay, please retract.
Mm-hmm.
Well, finally, at the end, first he sees the Kali Rupa, and then it's all whoa. So then at the end he says, oh, this is all too much. I've seen it. Thank you very much. Please show me your form as Vishnu and your original form. So it's not that he couldn't hold it, but he couldn't take it. Couldn't handle it. You speak in such a soft voice that it's very hard to see what you're saying.
Arjuna could not take that form, right? And then seeing that Vishnu should be prepared to see these forms of Vishnu, they are the similar forms.
The essence of the question was directed in that direction, and I'm over here, so I couldn't hear what you were saying, and you're speaking in this voice here. So if you want a question answered, double your volume and ask it again or give up.
Arjuna could not take that universal form, and Prabhupada also said that you should be prepared to see these three forms of Vishnu. How is that we could also take that form, that Chahashtabahu, this universal form?
Didn't say, he said three forms of Vishnu, not the universal form.
Yeah, he was talking about Purusha.
Presumably they're more takeable. The vision is more endurable. But the devotee, he sees, but that's not his ultimate aspiration. The devotee wants to see the Lord's form as Krishna, finally. Because the reciprocation with this thousand-headed form is not going to be the same.
Yeah, because there's a picture of Arjuna and seeing
Mahavishnu, Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, Shiradakshaya Vishnu. One has to be prepared to meet them. Once Krishna conscious, then one can meet them. We'll be prepared.
that okay? Anything else? Okay. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.